systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Wednesday, October 28th, 2009. And of course, my name is Matt.
And my name's Danny.
Of course it is. Thank you guys so much for being with us. This is episode number 264, the Wednesday night podcast.
Oh my god. 264?
I know. Fuck, almost to that.
Dude,
big.
We're going to be at 300 and I'm going to be like, huh? What? No. No. We're not there yet.
We're almost there. Which is kind of crazy because I remember when I first started listening to Keith and the Girl, they were at episode 179 or something.
Oh my god, wow.
And then I remember their first live show was at 300, and I was like, god, that's so many episodes. Like,
no, they're 300, over 1,000.
300, I know. That's fucking...
That's going to blow your mind,
that's
especially
amazing.
For a long-time listener and stuff. You'd be like, oh my god.
Like, you've seen a lot of transformation, even within Distorted View. I've been listening to that since, like, 2005.
I love that show so much.
Oh, yeah,
that's the
too.
Only one that I listen to, like, habitually.
Really?
Like, yeah. Like, I catch up on Keith and the Girl once in a while, and, like, some of the science podcasts and stuff like that, and, like, yeah, dude, here and there, and some Ear Candy New York, not a whole bunch, Basement Boys.
I've been kind of falling off of them since Joko Cazzello hasn't been on, and it seems
I try and catch an episode just to see if he's on, and then if he's not, I usually
the
just
last
get off
couple
of it.
He hasn't been, and it seems like Adam is taking it more towards an actual radio kind of thing. He's, like, watching his mouth and being careful about what they talk about, so I'm not really into it anymore, but they're cool guys still.
And I listen to Basement Boys from now on then because, you know, we did meet them. Because
I love listening to them argue.
Yes, that is amusing. But the one I listen to all the time, like, I really hate missing an episode, is Distorted View.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only one that I'm just like, I gotta listen to this today.
That's what I usually do. I'll listen to my daily shows first, like Keith and the Girl and Distorted View. The ones that come out every day, I'll listen to those first. Then if there's a new Big Mouth, I'll listen to that. And then I'll go to the Skeptics Guide, Science Talk, the weekly ones.
Yeah.
And then, I'll listen to that as soon as that comes out.
You know, when I was still going to work and stuff, like, I would listen to one podcast. And if it was a half an hour, it'd take me all day. Because I go to work, I'd listen to it on the way to work. I go out on my lunch break, and I listen to the rest of it on my lunch break, and then that's it. And then I listen to a different one on the way home.
My face.
So I'd always picked a sort of view to listen to, and since I've been, like, you know, incapacitated and not able to, like, leave the house, what I'll do is I'll listen to DV, and then I'll flip through some of ours just to hear, you know, how it all went and blah, blah, blah.
How nice and clear it
right.
sounds.
And then I'll go to, you know, just whichever ones are, you know, most recent stuff, and I go by that. I'm like, you know, I don't like listening to ones that came out a week ago, so
yeah, I can't listen to them as soon as they come out.
I do that with DV though, and like, I know that you don't like it, but, like, you know, there's been, like, at least two or three stories that we've done and I'm like, oh shit, I know exactly. I'm like, he did this story, and now I know. It's like, damn.
Yeah, good, ruin it.
But I don't. I don't ruin it for you. I keep it going, and I just, you know.
Oh, shit. I'm so sorry. Jack Tug says, hey, Matt, Danny wanted you to know that the show has already gone on for 6 minutes, and she wants to get out at some point. Yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to let this show go on for so long.
Actually,
so,
it's only 4.5 minutes, so we're cool.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Email us, info@thejamhole.com. You can find all our stuff at thejamhole.com. I am very sorry that this show is so long. Maybe Friday we'll try and cut it down to like 2 minutes, and then we should be back on schedule with our normal minute long shows. So yeah, we'll see you guys Friday, right?
Cut it out.
Oh no, that's
no.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop making fun of me for that, dude. I didn't mean to, like, interrupt you.
I got one last good dig in my show notes because I write the show notes, so that's
I know,
the final say.
So could you please and stop now? I really didn't mean to do that, but, like, you know, my thing was hurting, and, like,
I know, and honestly,
and I was just getting agitated sitting there because, like, you know, the stories you were having were interesting. They just weren't keeping me captivated at all. So, like,
oh,
I was
so sorry. It's a good thing you're
not
my it's a good thing you're not my audience then, isn't it?
It's not your fault. It's not anybody's fault. I had other things on my mind because my shit was hurting. And,
right.
Like,
and honestly, when I was doing that story, I kept looking over at Smashley and she was nodding out. She was getting naughty.
Yeah, I know.
Which
and,
had
and
nothing.
Plus I thought that she had to go somewhere
which,
at 9:30. So I was like, dude, it's getting close. I'm like, fuck.
Which
man,
had
you know?
Nothing to do with the stories. Excuse my face. It had to do with the drugs. I don't like the drugs, but the drugs like me.
But,
that's
you know,
all
I thought
say.
She had to be somewhere at like 9:30, and we were, you know, going over what we normally do.
She
and I was
could
like,
have
man.
Got up and excused herself at any time. She had no problem being like, hey, can I have a glass for this during the show? She had no problem whatever else she was talking to you about. But she couldn't get up and be like, I gotta go, thanks,
guys. Well, she
guys.
Didn't have to go. And I, before the show, she had mentioned something about being somewhere at 9:30. And I was under the assumption that she had to be somewhere. But I guess, you know, what she failed to mention, shut up, was that, you know, she didn't have to be there by then, but that's the time the person was going to be home for her to come by.
Jack Tuggs is my new favorite chat person. He says Ashley was tired from carrying around those big old cannons.
Ha 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 ha.
Oh, that's awesome. They are fucking huge, right? Holy Christ.
I'd
have
fun
to,
of the one friend I have.
I would. You have two, and I rag on
I really
both of them.
Like
thank you.
Ashley, very much. Ashley is
I do
probably
too.
My
She's
best
great.
Friend.
And I love those huge tits. They're awesome.
She has some huge
I would be
boobs.
On painkillers just to lug around those fucking titties, dude. Fuck. That's what the painkillers are for. It's not because you're sick. It's because you got big old fucking 25-pound sandbags hanging off the front of your body.
But
Christ,
seriously, though,
dude.
Like that's the only chick that I really, really like. Like, Corey's cool and
Do
all
you,
that stuff,
hey,
but I really like Ashley. Ashley's, you, like, my best friend.
Because Ashley doesn't hit on you like Corey does. Have you seen Ashley's titties?
Yes.
Are the areolas as big as I'm thinking they are?
No. Matt!
If you look at the camera, huh?
No.
How awesome would that be if you had bells for areolas?
No.
And you'd, like, every time you'd go up to him, you'd just give him a little ding? Oh, that would
That's
be awesome.
Cool. I think I'm feeling, like, some movement in my gut.
I think I'm going to get you some breast implants, and I'm going to have the doctor put
what?
On bells.
Why would you want to give me breast implants?
Well, just so I could have the bells.
They're already big enough.
Well, right, so it would be a bell implant then, I guess.
I think...
Anyways,
after the show, I think I'm going to poop.
Nice. You still have not pooped, have you?
I still have
you?
Not pooped, but I'm feeling some movement in there.
It's about fucking time,
I'm
Jesus
getting a little
Christ.
Bit of a movement going on.
So, oh, excuse me. If you guys are listening live, before I was so rudely interrupted by her talking about all these other podcasts, thejamhole.com/feedback. You can type shit and I'll read it. Oh, you can give us a call, 406-204-4687.
Why don't you
or Skype
say that slower?
The Jam Hole.
406-204.
Because it's on every fucking page on our website. It's on the fucking live thing.
4-6-8-7. You don't have to spit it out like...
4-0-6-2...
Right in the big one says, when's the comedy start?
0. you can go fuck yourself. It starts right after you're done doing that, okay?
Okay.
So, after Monday's show, we did manage to get down a little bit.
A little bit.
For like 4 fucking hours.
Was
who
it
got,
that long?
Who came twice? This
you
guy.
Did.
Not at the same time either.
No.
That
but
was
you did,
some
your
cock,
penis did throw up twice.
Cock gobbling in your mouth, I
yeah,
might
and
add.
Then I
both
asked,
times. Yes. Thank you for that.
And then I ask you to try and finish me off and you get this bitchy ass attitude ruin the whole mood. I probably would have been able to come if you weren't like, ugh, whatever.
I didn't do whatever.
No,
I said,
you gave me a smart ass fucking
you,
comment.
If you didn't come in the first 4 hours, you're not going to.
I wasn't
to.
Paying attention to my twat because your dick was in my mouth.
Well, maybe you should give blowjobs and not just suck the cock when we're 69ing.
I'd like it better that way.
Well, then don't complain. That's all.
Stop being a dick.
I'm just saying. So, I said, You're not going to come, and it had nothing to do with the concentration or anything like that. You have opiates in your system from the surgery. Those make it so you can't come. Berger says you can't come on pain meds.
Bull fucking shit, I can.
Then why didn't
you? Have. Because I don't know. It just
because you've been on them for too many days in a row, dude. You can come on opiates the first couple days, but if you do that shit more than a few days in a row, you will not come. And if you do, it's going to take 8 fucking hours. You better clock in, son, because you're putting in a work day. And I'll tell you what, my neck was fucking killing me after that shit because we couldn't assume the normal 69 position because of, you know, your surgery and stuff. So we're all like fucking spooned, all cockeyed
sideways.
And it was just, it was awesome. I have to say, thank you very much. I fucking, that shit's been building up for like since your surgery, but I felt bad because I knew it, and I told you that before we did it. I'm like, you're not going to come. And you're like, it's okay, maybe I will. I'm like, okay, it's worth a try, I guess. And then, you know, 4 hours later and two nuts in, busted, I'm like, all right, you're not going to come, dude. But it was pretty awesome, and that brings the blowjob count.
And you were all sorts of creeped out by my fucking surgery fucking incision by my crotch. You're like, I don't know what to do.
I didn't know, like, where. I didn't know if there was. I didn't want to put my tongue up your vagina and feel like some fishing line or something and be like, oh, I think I found your suture. You know?
It was up there. There's nothing in my vagina for you to mess up. It's past that. Excuse me.
I hope it is.
Are you paying attention to the chat rather than the show?
No, I mean,
Excuse me, what were you just doing?
I was explaining to Jack Tugs that when you cuss... Oh, thank you. Jack Tugs says anal would have sealed the deal.
No, it wouldn't have. It still would have moved some stuff.
Jack Tugs, you're my new co-host when she divorces me.
Which will probably be tomorrow.
Or if you want to be our intern. Go ahead and move to
Montana. All right, riding the big one, you can go fuck yourself. I don't agree with you whatsoever. What are you, fucking 14?
Hey.
It doesn't matter if the broad comes, right?
Hey, it doesn't. The broad? I haven't heard a woman called broad. Riding the big one, they're called bitches, okay? Bitches. That's awesome. It doesn't matter if the broad comes, right? Hey, come on. And that is true.
Yeah, it matters because that's going to like be the determining factor of how many more blowjobs you get.
Well, you owe me 3, and that's... I'm going to just... For your surgery, we'll treat it like a birthday. I'm going to go ahead and just even us up on all those blowjobs you owed me from way back when, okay?
What?
Clean slate, you owe me 3 now. That's a much more tangible...
So I'm giving you 2.
No. Blowjobs, not 69. Now,
no,
you
bullshit.
Fail.
I'm done.
You fail.
No, not arguing
to
anymore.
Recognize the difference. 69ing sexual position. Blowjob, you sucking my cock, me kicking back with a fucking bong in my hand, chilling it, dick in your mouth. That is
no.
A blowjob.
No.
You owe me 3 of those.
You'll never get it.
I fucking better.
I think you've only gotten that once in the entire time we've been together.
I know, and you're lucky you know how to talk, and you're halfway kind of fucking funny sometimes. Otherwise,
Berger says, doesn't Danny have a vibrator? Yes, that's a very good question, and I do.
And I mentioned that.
But it no
that.
Longer vibrates or it, does anything because it's broken.
What she has to do
I
now.
I ran it into the ground.
She wrecked that thing so hard. Now she has to strap her cell phone to the dildo.
And then calls me.
Right, and then I call her from the other room.
No, that's not it.
Like on the IT crowd when... what's his name? The main character gets his new cell phone. And he's like, everything's great, but the vibrator's kind of weak. And Moss
Turns
is like, I'll fix
up.
That up. That's only on 3. Oh, I love
That's
that
so
show.
Cool. But like now what I have to do is like if I want to use my vibrator because, you know, it's still a dildo and a vibrator. So I just use the dildo part and grab this other little tiny vibrator we have, and I use that.
Are there dildos that don't vibrate then?
Yeah.
I guess that one doesn't vibrate. Could you imagine if the purple dong vibrated? It'd come with a battery pack, something like out of the Ghostbusters.
You gotta plug it into the wall.
I was gonna say, you gotta hook it up to your car battery, but yeah, or a wall socket. It has an adapter.
Oh my god.
That's awesome.
No, yeah, there's dildos that don't vibrate.
Yeah,
those glass ones and
I always just assume that vibrators, dildos were all just one thing. I forgot that some of them don't actually vibrate.
Yeah, some of them don't. You have vibrators, you have dildos. I don't see the point in just having a dildo. I want it to fucking vibrate, so...
So, I think I figured out your problem. I listened back to Monday night's show.
Enlighten me, please.
You guys put on a good show, by the way. I haven't mentioned that yet. I really enjoy the Jam Hole. You guys are funny most of the time. You make me laugh. When you talk about serious stuff, I actually learn things. I really like your show. You do a good job.
Okay.
If you ever need a co-host, you let me know. You can email me, matt@ees.com. I'll get a hold of you.
Okay.
Okay.
What's this all about?
So I was listening back to your Monday episode.
Why are you talking like you're not on the show?
I figured out.
Why are you talking like you're not the host of this fucking show?
I am the host of this fucking show.
I don't understand your fucking problem.
I figured out why you don't like sucking cock.
Why?
Listening back to the show.
Okay.
You mentioned about dating a guy or two that had an uncircumcised cock.
Yeah.
I think that because you had uncircumcised penis in your mouth, it left a bad taste in your mouth. No joke. Like. It really did leave a bad taste in your mouth from all the Fremunda cheese. And I think that turned you off to blowjobs. Like, your brother was gay because the first couple times he fucked a chick, it was a nasty, rotten pussy. I wouldn't want to go anywhere fucking near pussy.
Well, I've sucked your dick since then and sucked fucking dicks with, you know, that are circumcised.
Right.
And it still hasn't gotten to the point where I'm like, I'd love to suck dick.
So that's why, though, I think. Because all girls love cock in their mouth. That's,
no, they don't.
Yes, they do. Find me a girl that does it and I'll show you a lesbian.
I was going to say, what about Corey?
Lesbian. My point exactly.
I don't know any other chicks, but I know that there's chicks that don't like giving blowjobs, okay? Not every chick likes to give head.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my God. You're totally doing that shit again.
Your mom loves it. My mom loves it. Burger's mom loves it. Every girl, it's in their genes. It's
my mom doesn't like giving blowjobs.
There's three things.
I know damn well she hates giving blowjobs.
Well, then she's a dyke and your dad
just doesn't know.
Or your
she
dad
like
used to
blowjobs.
Maybe your dad used to be a chick. Who knows?
No, he didn't.
How do you know? Were you there when he was born? Were you there when he was born? No, you were not.
He's my dad.
Three things you can guarantee a woman loves doing: dishes, laundry,
what?
Sucking dick.
No, I
or
hate doing dishes.
Words,
I hate doing laundry.
In the words,
I don't like sucking dick.
Of my favorite song, genitalia, cooking, cleaning. And vaginas. I love
no,
that song.
No, that's not it.
Oh,
there
fuck.
Are certain things I love to do, but cooking, cleaning... Actually, I love cooking, but...
cleaning, not so much.
Not so much. And dishes, no.
Well,
laundry, no.
Sucking I honestly,
dick, no.
I honestly think, subconsciously, once you get a bad dick in your mouth, you will be turned off to it. It's just like a rotten pussy. You will have that in the back of your mind. It's just like if you go out to eat at a restaurant and you go there 10 times and everything is awesome, that 11th time you go there,
a cockroach in your sandwich.
No, not even that, but you bite into it and there's a weird taste, or you bite on something hard that maybe shouldn't have been in there or something. From that point on, you will have a bad association in your mind of that place. And you'll still go there, but in the back of your mind, you will not like it, you know? It won't be the same. And I think that's what happened to you. I honestly do.
Well, then, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
Well, it's okay. Just suck more cock and you'll be fine. So.
No.
Speaking about girls that love to suck cock, did you guys hear the news that they may have found Amelia Earhart's final resting place?
Really?
I saw this today in the science news I was looking
through. Like,
they
may have, or they're certain that it's her?
Well, they're pretty sure, but they still need to do some tests. But you guys all remember Amelia Earhart. What was it? She was the first woman to attempt to fly around the world or something, like over the equator or something like that.
Yeah.
I'll read the story so I know what I'm talking about. Legendary aviatrix Amelia Earhart most likely died on an uninhabited tropical island in the southwestern Pacific Republic of Kiribati, according to researchers at the International Group for Historic Aircraft Recovery, or TIGAR.
TIGAR?
T-I-G-A-R. I'm a Tigger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, TIGHAR is their acronym. That's a pretty sweet acronym, huh? Tigger. Tall, slender, blonde, and brave, Amelia Earhart disappeared while flying over the Pacific Ocean on July 2nd, 1937, in a record attempt to fly around the world at the equator. Her final resting place has long been a mystery. And you remember, or I don't know, maybe you don't remember, but I always remember when I was in school, there was many different theories on what happened. Some say she went down in the middle of the ocean in some deep place where no one knows where it was.
Yeah.
Some say it was the Bermuda Triangle. Some say it was alien abduction. Some say she chickened out and just left and was so embarrassed about it that she just never showed her face again, changed her identity, all that. And no one really knew for sure, which is weird. It's one of the few.
I was voting for like deep crash in the sea or Bermuda Triangle,
right? Because there's a lot of fucking ocean out
there,
right?
There is.
So it's very easy, especially back then, 1937. We're not talking about a big 747 with all this electronic navigation and black boxes with rescue beacons and all that stuff. Like, this was a little fucking Cessna-esque.
Wasn't it like the red, like, poofy-looking plane?
Right. I think it was a little biplane. I think it says exactly what it is. But, yeah, it's a little small, like, I picture the Red Baron type of plane, you know? Like,
well,
something
no,
like
you
that.
Remember, do you remember watching, cause this is going to sound stupid, but
Radio
Night
Flyer.
At the Museum, Battle of the Smithsonian?
Yeah, she was in that.
That plane. Is the plane that she was actually in. That's
oh my God.
Accurate. So,
right.
It's a poofy-looking, pudgy red plane. I don't know. I don't know what the hell it's called.
Just
but.
Like some say her vaginal lips look like.
Sure.
For years, Richard Gillespie, Tigar's executive director and author of the book Finding Amelia, him and his crew have been searching the Nikumararo Island for... Nikumararo Island.
Say it in clicks and pops. And oh, yeah.
For evidence of Amelia, a tiny coral atoll, Nikumararo, was some 300 miles southeast of Earhart's target destination, Howland Island. A number of artifacts recovered by Tigar would suggest that Earhart and her navigator, Fred Noonan, made a forced landing on the island's smooth, flat coral reef. So if they did land there and they survived... It was like that whole, if you were trapped on a desert island with, you know, when, like, it reminds me of those old cartoons when Foghorn Leghorn looks at the dude and he, like, turns into a turkey and the dude looks at him and he turns into a hot dog and they're
well,
just like...
Well, there had to have been some kind of, like, vegetation or, like, some kind of animal
possibly.
Out there.
Possibly. I mean, some islands are completely, you know, none of that shit's on there. But
well, you have vegetation. You can live off
the
fucking...
Do you think
shit like that.
He just raped the fuck out of her on that island? Like, honestly,
I don't know.
We're never getting off this island.
What it reminds me of
Let's
is Waterworld at the end. You know how you find the two people dead on the island?
Yep.
That's what it reminds me of. Just like dead holding hands, skeletons, and
yeah,
like,
I could see that.
They were the only people there.
According to Gillespie, who is set to embark on a new $500,000 Nikumararo expedition next summer, the two became castaways and eventually died there. Quote, we know that in 1940, British Colonial Service officer Gerald Gallagher recovered a partial skeleton of a castaway on Nikumararo. Unfortunately, those bones have now been lost. The archival record...
Lose bones.
Of some other whoever. They don't know who it was. This was back in 1940.
Okay.
It was just some castaway on that same island.
Uh-huh.
The archival record by Gallagher suggests that the bones were found in a remote area of the island in a place that was unlikely to have been seen during an aerial search. A woman's shoe, an empty bottle, and a sextant box whose serial numbers are consistent with a type known to have been carried by Noonan were all found near the site where the bones were discovered. So, you know what a sextant is, right? Like a compass. It's not a compass, though, but it's a navigation mapping device. Like an old school. Like cartographers, old cartographers. Like Christopher Columbus, he probably used it on his ship to map where the route that they're going to take or whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's like that.
Okay.
Google sextant, you'll find it.
I'll find a bunch of sex stuff.
S-E-X-T-A-N-T, one word. Not Berger says a sex tent? No, not a sex tent. Riding the big one says, black box, watch that racism. It's African-American box. That's a little callback to a show notes of mine a bit ago. What was I? Oh, the black market.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
The African-American market.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for that. That's awesome. let's see here. Quote, the reason why they found a partial skeleton is that many of the bones had been carried off by giant coconut crabs.
Whoa.
Crab people.
Giant coconut crabs?
Giant coconut crabs.
That's creepy sounding. I don't know if I like that. I don't know what to do.
There is a remote chance that some of the bones might still survive deep in crab burrows, Gillespie said. Although she did not succeed in her around-the-world expedition, Earhart flew off into the legend just after her final radio transmission. Books, movies, and television specials about her disappearance abound, as well as speculation about her fate. Theories proliferated that she was a spy, that she was captured by the Japanese, that she died in a prisoner of war camp, and that she survived and returned to live her life as a New Jersey housewife. Yeah, I'm
what?
Sure.
Yeah, no.
That sounds like a really good theory, retard. She fucking gave up all of this glory and awesomeness to go make fucking babies in Jersey.
No.
In fucking New Jersey, right? Okay. I'm sure. Back in the Depression, I'm sure that's exactly what happened to her.
Yeah, no.
Whose theory was that? Raise your hand. Whose fucking retard theory was that? Jesus Christ.
God.
The new biopic about Earhart's life, starring Hilary Swank and Richard Queer, opens this weekend. Some typos. The general consensus has been that the plane had run out of fuel and crashed in the Pacific Ocean, somewhere near Howland Island. But according to Gillespie, the volume of evidence Tigar has gathered suggests an alternative scenario. And there's another page to this. We're not going to go through. I'll post it on the jamhole.com when I do the show notes tomorrow. Jack Tug says, just goes to show women can't drive any vehicles. Fucking absolutely. Cars, airplane. She's probably fucking trying to fix her makeup and shit and like crashed into a fucking coconut tree.
What? No.
Women drivers, man. I'm telling y'all. But that is pretty cool because there are, you know, there... In the scope of how long humans have been around, there are quite a few mysteries still, like historical mysteries.
Right.
But as far as like real modernized civilization, there's not that many. You know, we pretty much know what happened in most of our ancestry. So this was one of the big mysteries in history classes. So as soon as education systems can afford to buy the students new books, hopefully this will be in it.
Right. Jesus Christ.
I thought that was pretty cool, though, because I remembered if, you know, you're my age, around, you know, 28, 29, you'll have had that in your history class, and it's always been like, no one knows what happened, so... It's kind of cool. Another mystery solved. You're welcome.
Well, it's not for sure, though, but they're pretty...
If they found all of his navigational gear, yeah, I'm pretty sure that was. But, like, yeah, they're gonna do proper science first before they're like, this is definitely her. They're going to, you know, see if they can recover any DNA from the bone marrow that they find in the crabs.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy... If he wasn't for sure, he wouldn't blow $500,000 on an expedition to some fucking remote island, you know?
Right, right.
It's not like, oh, let's go on vacation here. Like, he's pretty sure, and it sounds like this is what they do for a living. So I wouldn't be surprised
That'd
if it is.
That'd be a pretty cool discovery, you know?
Oh,
like,
fuck
something
yeah.
you've been looking for a long time, and you finally fucking find it. You're like, oh my God!
I would be interested to see if on that island, I would love to be on that expedition, first
yeah.
of all.
That would be
amazing.
I want to see, like, the remains of the plane and stuff. Like.
Well, not just that. I'm thinking, though, that if they managed to salvage any paper or made anything to write the diaries that they kept, dude, being stranded on island, assuming they survived, which it sounds like they did if, you know, they had some belongings there. It looks like they made it out of the wreckage or whatever.
Yeah, they probably, I guess, so it sounds like they crashed in the ocean but made it to the island.
Kind of makes your show Lost not so cool anymore. Like, we did this 50 fucking years ago.
That's
so
crazy, though.
Yeah, pretty
That's
cool
awesome.
Stuff. Moving on from this, we watched a... quote movie last night.
Yeah.
Called Star Quest. What was the rest of it called?
Something in a cardboard box. I don't know.
Star Quest, the movie on... Oh, the Star
the
Quest,
Odyssey.
The Odyssey. Thank you very much. The movie that was made on a $2,000 budget.
They did
actually
pretty good.
I don't know.
I don't know
if it was a $2,000 budget, but it was very low budget. The way it was shot, the props and everything like that, the actors.
The doors in the fucking ship were cardboard.
All of this, it was so great. But what I wanted to talk about is that the idea that they posed was very, very interesting to me. They made it to where in the future we have...
Crones.
Well, not that, but the part I'm talking about is that the hyperdrive... They've made that with technology that was so affordable. Everyone has a hyperdrive now. Everyone has the ability to put this. If you can afford a spaceship, it will have a hyperdrive in it, which means you can travel at the speed of light or faster, thus allowing you to go out of our galaxy and explore other galaxies. Now, what this made me think about is that back in the day, we had the explorers and the settlers, Lewis and Clark, whatever, they all went out and explored, they set up camps, and from there they would go out and explore. This is kind of like that, but you have the whole universe, infinitely big, to go out and explore, and instead of staking claims to acreage, you're staking claims to planets, and that blew my fucking mind just thinking about it, that you could just... pick up your family and some stuff and hop in your ship and go find a planet for your very own. Like, that was such a cool idea to me that, like, I just thought about how the settlers came over and they found, you know, all this open, expansive land and they were like, all right, this is my spot, you know, here. And now it's like we're going out into this universe that goes on forever in you know, in theory. Yeah. And you just find a planet, like a whole fucking Earth to yourself. And you're like, fuck y'all. This is
my
Jamholia. This is my shit. But yeah, that was the only real cool idea about it. And then they had to, it reminded me a lot of Star Trek, kind of. They had the beam that, you know, beam me up, Scotty. And they fucking, the way the doors opened and the way the main hull of the ship
uniforms.
Was and the uniforms and the cheesy acting. But the idea of it was very cool. And the beginning of it, they spent $1,500, assuming they had $2,000, and I don't know if that's true or not, but assuming they had $2,000 for a budget, they spent $1,900 of it on the first 3 minutes of awesome animation, because after that, all of the animation looked like it was done with Bryce 4 and Poser 2. If you guys...
Yeah, I know, like, it was so just... like college animation.
Yeah, that's what it reminded me of when I went to Full Sail and the kind of shit that they were like, this is what we can do here, and then they show you a spaceship they made and rendered and you're like, that's really not that cool.
No.
I actually was doing that before I even heard of your school with my own know-how, so I wouldn't be proud of that.
No.
But the idea was cool, and I looked at it like, you know, someone took the time to make this piece of shit. I'm going to take the time to watch this piece of shit. And it was
amazing.
And we did. We were cracking jokes during the whole fucking movie. More
it was kind of cool.
Me and her telling me to shut the fuck up because she's into this awesome plot point. But, you know, whatever. So... I don't know. That'd be cool. I'm really excited for when we can do that. I want a hyperdrive. And I'm going to put it in my Subaru. My 87 Subaru.
You're going to put a hyperdrive in your 87 Subi.
Buck, yeah.
You'll kill yourself.
I sure hope so.
Oh, my God.
Well, let's get back to a story that I was going to do before I was so rudely interrupted on Monday night. Speaking of all of the drug stories we were talking about, which is kind of awesome. Did you hear, you know where Lebanon is, right?
No.
Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Okay, Lebanon, Pennsylvania.
Okay.
Police went into a convenience store, and there was a guy in the convenience store, and he had a bag of weed stuck to his forehead. Okay?
Oh, Okay.
He's going in there, probably.
Did he, like, fall asleep in the car?
Well, what happened is he had a hat, had the bag of weed in his hat. He was sweaty, took his hat off for whatever reason, didn't even know the bag of weed was stuck on his head. Cops come in, and they're like,
what the fuck is on your head?
Is that a bag? You're under arrest.
You're under arrest.
Police in central Pennsylvania say they've nabbed a real pothead. Oh!
Are you okay?
That one almost made my head explode. Oh my Christ. They said an officer spotted 29-year-old Cesar Lopez inside a convenience store with a bag of weed stuck to his forehead. Investigators said Lopez was seen peering inside his baseball cap early Saturday morning in Lebanon, which is, you know, about 75 miles northwest of Philly, America's ugliest city. When Lopez looked up, the officer noticed a small plastic bag appearing to contain marijuana stuck to his forehead. Police said the officer walked up to him, peeled the bag off of Lopez's forehead, and then placed him under arrest. He has been charged with drug possession. Police do not know.
That's so awesome. He just walks up. Hey, let me get that.
Yeah, you got a little shit on your lip there.
Yeah.
No. Here, let me
get it.
That's so
awesome.
Thanks. They charged him with possession. Police do not know whether he has an attorney. What do you say? Probably not. That's so awesome. Like, what? Do you not have pockets? Like, that seems like the dumbest place to put it.
I don't know. Kids used to do that in high school.
Why? Unless your hat has a pocket for it.
That well, you seems... know the lip inside of a hat?
Like... Well, right. But still, a bag of weed isn't going to fit in there very well.
It's like a dime bag.
Well,
yeah,
but a dime bag isn't going to stick to your fucking forehead like that.
Yeah,
I'm
dime bag
a baggy
or... No.
With... Really?
Do I'm you thinking think dime it was bag just... or like a Nick bag, like
really?
Stuck to the forehead. Not
See,
some like rolled up fucking long bag stuck on his forehead.
When I
didn't even know that.
When I read that, I was picturing like an actual baggie rolled up with like at least an eighth in it.
I was thinking like a dime bag stuck to his head.
Yeah, I guess.
Because a dime bag would fit in your hat very
at
well.
At first, honestly, what I thought it was is, you know, when you were younger, and this happened to me a lot when I was younger, and your friends that sold weed, every bag, every new batch that they got was the bomb shit. Like, bro, this is the best. Dude, this is so sticky. Check this out. And they'd stick it to their forehead, or they'd stick it to the wall to demonstrate how... Right. So I was thinking something like that happened, and he just forgot about it because he was stoned, and then went to a grocery store or the gas station or whatever, and that's when...
I'm thinking it was definitely in his hat.
But, well, yeah, it said it was. But when I first saw that, you know, he had it stuck to his head, that's what I had thought. Because kids always do that. They're like, oh, dude, this is so sticky. This is the best weed. Everybody has the best weed all the time. That's just how it is.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, so.
No.
No. Did you ever see the movie The Ladies' Man?
Yes.
Okay, you remember how he's fucking the chick?
Love the
And
ladies.
A husband comes home. He's like, that was cool, but I got to go. And he, like, runs out the door naked, like, ass right.
Yeah.
Well, that, if the ladies' man would have gotten shot, and if he would have been banging a 16-year-old, this is him. in our most fucked up state also.
Okay, what town?
Florida. Apopka?
I never even heard of that.
Do you know where that, really?
No.
Me neither.
Some backwater shit.
Right. Wade Edwards arrived at his Apopka, Florida home in mid-afternoon to find his 16-year-old stepdaughter. So far, so good.
So far, so good.
Unfortunately, she was in bed. So far, so good still. Naked.
All right.
With 18-year-old Julian Harp, also naked, ramming the fucking pine in her. Boom, boom, boom. Oh, and he's a black man, just saying. Or, excuse me,
well,
African
16 and 18,
American.
That's not that big of a difference.
Right.
Of course something like that's going to happen.
But she was a white chick, he was a black dude, dad.
Was he
KKK
a black dude?
KKK member.
Was he a black dude?
He was. I don't know if
the
dad
family was
and
all
her.
KKK.
Right, I don't
okay.
know. So, of course, Dad being a dad, he closed her bedroom door, went to load his gun. Harp,
like they didn't notice him or something?
Dude, as soon as I saw the door open, I disappear, man. I'm like throwing smoke bombs like a ninja, and I'm out, dude. You're coming back, and you're going to find your daughter sitting there just dripping from her crotch still, like, still it coming. Just like, where'd he go? Oh, my pussy's wet.
Oh, my God, that's disgusting.
Like, I'm out, dude. No fucking way, man. These fools are crazy. Especially in Florida, man. If I'm banging chicks in Florida, fuck. And, hey, if you're having sex and you're 16, lock the door.
Yeah.
Like, really? Oh, honey,
damn,
I'm
all
home.
My doors in my house were locked.
It's okay, Dad. I'm just in here having sex with a black guy who's 18. Like, oh, you're an idiot. Harp quickly deduced that he'd gone from wanted to unwanted before he could get his ass in high gear, the recommended gear for the situation. There are many gears an ass can be in, right?
Like high gear.
High gear is the modus operandi for this situation. Edwards had returned, gun locked and loaded, ready to rock and roll. He said, quote, "Get out! Get out! Get out of my house!" He raised his hands and said, "Please don't shoot! Please don't shoot, Massa! Please don't shoot me, Massa!" But Edwards, as you may have guessed, thought shooting would be a very good idea. Perhaps even therapeutic. It's not very good reporting.
No.
So he began blasting away at what police politely call Harp's pelvic area.
Oh my God.
Dick and nuts.
He just started shooting his junk?
Yeah. Alas, Dad was unable to score a direct hit on his intended testicular target. Harp was hit 4 times, twice in the hips, twice in the femur, whatever that is. Really? Newspaper? It seriously says that. Twice in the femur, whatever that is.
Are you serious?
I know what a femur... Really? Oh my Christ. Whoa. Worst newspaper writer ever.
What newspaper is that from?
TrueCrimeReport.com? Maybe that's not a real newspaper.
Probably
I don't know.
Not. I don't know.
Wounded, but balls securely intact, Harp managed to limp to the front yard and call 911. Edwards confessed to the shooting, but claims it was self-defense. He was raping my daughter. No, he wasn't, Dad. Shut up or you're next! Oh, where was
oh
I?
God.
He was raping.
Dick,
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 oh, new South Park tonight. Love it.
Oh, is there?
Wednesday.
Yes.
They better not have stopped already. I'm going to be pissed.
Well, I just didn't notice it was that day already. It's that time again. What are you doing?
I'm trying to decipher the censors. You guys need to put spaces
Stop
in your profanity.
Stop paying attention to the chat. What is wrong with you? This episode, you're all over the chat.
I'm showing you how annoying it is. Huh?
No,
That's
you're
right.
not.
Pay attention next time.
No, you're not. You're just being dumb.
Okay. Well, so the guy was shot a bunch of times, started bleeding out. There's an update from the guy. He says, as soon as I take a couple steps down the stairs, he's shooting me. When he shot me the second time, I took off running down the stairs. You should have been running all along, idiot.
Yeah. No kidding.
Like, it's not a pellet gun, bro.
Uh-uh.
Harp said he was shot in the ass as he was fleeing the house. That's when he screamed and collapsed on the sidewalk. That would hurt so bad. Like, I remember being a kid, and we used to play kickball all the time, and one of the worst pains I ever felt when I was a kid, besides the one time I got stitches in my knee, was kicking the ball and, like, full fucking run, kicking it, like, home run style, slipping on a bit of gravel, slap, bam, right on the ass. And shooting pain right up your... Oh, God, worst thing. I could not imagine being shot in the ass. Like, that's got to be so much worse, dude.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
No, I don't want to do that.
I couldn't do nothing. I was just lying there. My whole body was getting stiff. Except my big old black penis. Come on. Turning purple, he said. Doctors pulled bullets from his stomach and thigh, whatever that is, but he's expected to make a full recovery. Edwards, however, isn't doing so well. He's been charged with attempted murder and is being held without bail. You dumb fucking retard.
And now your daughter's out fucking him again, probably in the hospital
probably
room.
Probably in your bedroom. That's probably. So awesome. Probably.
It's so stupid.
So, speaking about parents, now this parent tried, he did what he thought was right, okay? In this story.
Which is probably wrong. Right.
Now in this story, we have a mother who was also doing what she thought was right.
Are you ready? Also wrong.
Y'all ready for this?
Okay, I'm done.
A 46-year-old Burlington woman accused of teaching her teenage son how to blank blank. What was she teaching her teenage son to do?
Suck dick.
Shoot heroin. But very good. Very good fill in the blank. I like that. Suck dick. Good. After the jam hole tonight, Danny will blank blank
take
in
a
the
poop.
Chat. Suck dick. Absolutely correct. Danny will suck dick.
No.
She owes me three.
No.
You want to make
Danny's
it four?
Danny's actually going to take a poop.
All right. You can suck dick while you're pooping.
That's disgusting.
That is disgusting. You're right.
You don't want to be in there while I'm pooping.
This 46-year-old woman taught her son how to shoot heroin.
How old is the son?
Was charged in connection with his death from an overdose. You taught your 16-year-old son...
16?
...how to shoot heroin. You taught him a little too well. Maybe you left out the part about, hey, by the way, when you start nodding out, that actually means stop doing heroin, not
much, yeah.
Do more heroin. You fucking idiot.
What was that shit on weed? She's like, can you shoot me up before you go?
When
she's like,
no.
ODing? Why are people so stupid? That's just, if you're shaking and passing out,
why are you
and drooling and puking and stuff, don't do that.
Why are you teaching your son to shoot heroin? Like, start with weed first. Let him figure out heroin on his own. That's not something you need to be pushing him into, trust me. Patricia L. Strassina was charged with intentionally contributing to the delinquency of a child resulting in death in connection with her 16-year-old son ODing. His name was Raymond. The boy was found by his father in the father's home in the town of Waterford on September 14th, slumped over a desk in a basement computer room. That sucks, dude. Like, your dad, he didn't even do it, which, I don't know, maybe, I guess if your mom's teaching you to do it, she's obviously also doing it, so I don't know, maybe the dad, maybe they're divorced, maybe not.
Maybe they're like, if you're gonna do it, you need to do it right.
Right, like, I would rather you do it in my home where it's safe, but no, dude, I'm all about that with weed. Do not teach your kids how to shoot heroin. Is that, hey, why are there dumb laws? Well, this is why.
Pretty much. We have dumb people, maybe.
That's crazy, though, that, like, his dad, it wasn't even at his mom's house. He ended up taking that shit to his dad's house, and that's where he found him.
That's fucked up.
According to the complaint, a syringe, burn spoon, and other drug paraphernalia were found nearby. Online state court records indicate the boy's parents divorced in 05. Yep. I called that shit. She fucking probably, he divorced her because she was a fucking heroin addict. Kept trying to suck his dick for money, and he's like, I'm not paying you to suck my dick. You're my wife. You'll suck my dick when I fucking tell you to. And then he always was like, God, she always complains that she never comes, but she won't come because she's fucked up on heroin all the time. It's really a lose-lose. We divorced because of irreconcilable differences. according to the complaint, several people, including a caseworker, told an investigator with the Racine County Sheriff's Department that the teen had been shooting heroin with his mommy. An autopsy determined that Raymond died of respiratory arrest and a mixed drug overdose that included heroin and...
cocaine.
Cocaine, absolutely. Right. Heroin and cocaine, a.k.a.
Every time you ask me to guess something
stairway.
Like that, it's always cocaine.
It's a little substance I like to call Stairway to Heaven.
Oh, my God.
Or Speedball. The Sheriff's Department investigator was told that Patricia Strassina would take her son along with her to buy heroin and that she would, quote, not cut Ray off because he would get sick from withdrawal.
Yeah.
No.
That's called coming down.
Wow. She was like, oh, I don't understand why I get sick from heroin withdrawal, but I'll teach my son how to do it. Like, what is going through your mind as a mother that it sounds like a good idea to teach your son how to shoot heroin? Unless the only reason I can see this being okay, and not even okay, but I can see her doing this, is because he tried it a couple times and he did it wrong and he fucked his arm up, you
probably.
Know?
Probably.
And, okay, so teach him how to do it because he's going to do it anyway, and if he doesn't learn how, he's going to have his arm amputated by the time he's 18.
Yeah.
That is the... And even then, get him help before you're like, no, son, like this, you know?
Maybe she just sought revenge so bad on
her
husband.
On your son,
though? No, on her husband, her ex-husband, that she is like... You know, if you're going to
divorce kill your
me,
son?
Yeah, maybe she had some, like, fucking fucked up...
Yeah, I mean, we've definitely...
Shit. Like, she taught him how to do this and then sent him to her dad's house, or to his dad's house, and kid OD'd.
I like to say that parents would never do things like that to their kids, but we've read stories of much worse, so
yeah.
I can actually see that line of thinking.
She's like, ha-ha, motherfucker, got you now. You
That's
fucking,
right.
You don't
I
have
got
me,
your son.
And now you don't have a son, dumbass.
I got your son hooked on heroin, sucker. Where's your alimony now, bitch?
Oh my god.
Oh man, that's so fucked up though. Dude, that blows my mind.
I can't believe people fucking do that.
Yep.
It's ridiculous.
The investigator was also told that the boy was seen smoking weed when he was about 14 years old, that his mother taught him how to shoot heroin, and that she was seen injecting her son with the drug. Cool. Let's bring up weed, because that had a huge fucking contributing factor to this whole thing, right?
Right.
It's shit like that gives it a bad name. There was no reason to put that in the paper, you know? That fucking pisses me off, dude. There's no reason for that shit. The woman was also seen smoking weed and crack cocaine with the boy. Why would you mention weed? Who gives a shit? Crack cocaine? Okay. This is like fucking Jerry Blank here, dude, from fucking Strangers with Candy, dude. Crack cocaine. You know, have you ever seen that show?
No.
Oh, man, we'll have to watch some of that. It's such a great show. Principal Blackman.
What?
The principal of the school she goes to, he's named Principal Blackman, and he's a black man.
Nice.
It's so funny. One witness described how Strassina, her son, and others would shoot up in Strassina's car after a drug run, and how the only conversation that took place in the vehicle would be about, quote, who would get the first needle and who would get the last bit of heroin. You couldn't even wait to get home. You had to shoot it up in your car right after the drug deal. Unfucking believable, dude. Unfucking believable. Burger says, weed is just as bad as crack. I know, dude. Weed is just as bad as terrorism. Fuck. Every time you smoke weed, a terrorist blows himself up and kills people. And an angel dies. Also. And a kitten gets duct taped.
Hey. That's mean.
Pay attention.
I am paying attention.
Who are you texting?
I'm not texting anybody.
Who are you talking to?
I'm not talking
what
to
are
anybody.
You doing then?
Nothing.
I saw that shit. What are you doing, fuck? Pay
what?
Attention.
I'm picking at something on my arm.
Well, stop.
I can't help it.
According to the complaint, Patricia Strassina admitted to using heroin and...
cocaine.
OxyContin.
Damn.
You are incorrect.
Stop
a prescription
that.
Medication...
Only ask me when it pertains to cocaine.
Oh, sorry. But she said she and her son were getting off... heroin.
Oh.
Wow, perv. Wow!
You said it like that. You did it on purpose. I hate you.
My girlfriend, ladies and gentlemen. Fuck, dude. Wow.
Jack Tugs, I think he's getting off on Ashley, dude.
Yeah?
I think we need to,
You got a big dick, Jack
Tugs?
She
likes big dicks.
Big dicks to the front.
Are you of age?
Are you over 16?
18 at least.
Nah,
Jesus
she don't care.
I think she's 21.
According to a complaint, she admitted, you know, the pills, they were getting off heroin. She also admitted taking him with her to Milwaukee to buy heroin, and she said the last time she used the drug with her son was the weekend before his death. She said, on one occasion, after a drug buy, that she shot heroin while driving before passing it to her son in the back seat so he could use the drug. You're shooting up while driving? That's fucking hardcore, dude. Damn.
I don't know about all that.
I don't know. I guess unless you hit a bump, though, dude, fuck, that would hurt. I would rather do it at, like, a stoplight or something. I mean, if you're going to do it, you know.
How about you just don't shoot up? How's that? Can you fathom that?
How about you just don't breathe? Huh? Can you fathom
shooting,
that?
Oh, my God.
Can you fathom that? How about you just don't bleed out of your vagina once a month? Can you fathom that? That's fun. I could do that forever. No? Could you fathom?
I gotta poop. Hurry up.
Oh, fuck. She said she and her son typically would share about $20 worth of the drug at a time. The complaint did not indicate how much she or the boy used on a weekly basis. The complaint says that the mother's actions, quote, encouraged and contributed to Raymond Strassina's drug use, which eventually led to his death. No shit. Which part? The part where she taught her how to do it, or... Taught him how to do it, thank you. Or what? Unbelievable. And check this out. If convicted... Okay.
If
convicted, she faces a maximum penalty of 25 years in prison and a $100,000 fine. You taught your son
how to kill himself.
How to shoot heroin. 25 years. You should die. I'm sorry. You should not be alive right now. That is fucked up, dude.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable. So.
So,
while we're talking about heroin here, a drug dealer, you know who they are, right?
Right.
Okay. He refused to go to the toilet for 16 days. Kind of like you. What day are you on?
Today is Wednesday?
Yeah.
I haven't pooped since last Wednesday.
A whole week?
Yeah.
Five more days.
But now I really gotta poop.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think.
Wouldn't go to the toilet for 16 days to avoid producing the evidence that would convict him. He's been jailed for 52 months. Now, check this out. This is so great. Damien Ancra, 28, placed the drugs in condoms and swallowed them to avoid detection, the Crown Court heard. The judge... excuse my face. The judge then... Oh, excuse my nostrils.
Whoa, what is wrong with you?
That was wicked. The judge heard that after police in Pembrokeshire arrested him during a drugs operation, he refused to eat for days to avoid going to the toilet.
Oh my God.
He admitted, he's from Liverpool, he admitted possessing heroin. Mistake one.
Mm. Yeah.
David Lindsay, the prosecutor, told the court sitting at Swansea Guild Hall that Ankara's stubbornness took up an inordinate amount of police time and resources. So, he was taken to the Pembroke Dock police station where he refused food or drink in his cell, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not eating because I'm not pooping. And if I don't eat, I won't poop. An officer was stationed full-time outside his cell door and powers used to extend his detention. Ankara eventually began to accept drinks after local magistrates granted police more time to detain him. And on July 17th, he started to eat again. 16 days later, he finally started to eat because he's like, I'll just wait it out. But then they're like, well, your stay has been extended. He's like, fuck. Fuck me. All right, give me some.
He almost got away with it.
I'm not eating. I'm not eating. Give me something to drink, though. And then it got extended more. He's like, motherfucker, I'm so hungry. I feel my stomach, like, starting to dissolve the balloons.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome. On the 29th of July, so he started to eat again on the 17th. On the 29th, he went to the toilet and produced 5 bags of heroin.
Oh, my God.
That's so crazy, dude.
I'd be like, flush.
You waited that long. Like, that's... fucking hardcore, though. Like, that is a good mule. Good mules are hard to find, let me tell you what.
And his body didn't eat through any
of it. I know, dude. Like, that's some fucking...
Normally, through your digestive system, it will break through the bag, and you will die from an OD.
That's some transcendental meditation shit, man. He was fucking I will not go.
I will not go. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. The court heard that he was arrested. He told officers he did not have any drugs on him and said he would cooperate with a strip search. No drugs were found, even following an examination by a police surgeon. You know it's going up the butt when they have the police surgeon coming in. Oh, man. But Ankara's mobile telephone revealed text messages showing he was clearly involved in supplying heroin. The defense said his client was a man of some strength and determination, as his refusal to go to the toilet illustrated. He added both that Ankara's grandmother and mother had been heroin addicts. I come from a long line of heroin addicts. I know how to pack my shit, if you know what I mean. Oh, man. The judge said Ankara's willingness to put his life at risk showed his determination to keep the heroin concealed. Quote, it was rather misguided and it could have been fatal. Or fun, huh? Yeah, if it broke, party tie. Oh,
yeah, I think you die.
But I would rather die than go to jail, honestly.
What?
Fuck jail, dude. I'm too pretty for jail.
Oh, my God.
Had the packages...
You are just a little guy.
I am a little guy with a little butthole. Had these packages burst, he would have found himself at death's door. Ankara admitted possessing heroin with a street value of 3,200 pounds, so about... $1,800, maybe a little more, give or take. This was his third drug trafficking offense, and that fucking sucks for you, dude. Well, if you want to go potty, go potty. I'm gonna do a couple more stories before we get out of here, but I'll do them by myself if you really need to go poo.
No, it's okay.
Are you cool?
I'm cool for a little while.
Do you not have to poo anymore?
I still gotta poo. Just not. It's not there yet. I'm cool.
Okay. Well, let's talk about some raw sewage. Albertson, New York. A Long Island woman claims raw sewage began leaking into her home, destroyed her basement. Kathy Bigari noticed brown water bubbling up from her basement toilet and shower Saturday afternoon. Not knowing it was raw sewage, her children started a bucket brigade and began taking the filthy water up the stairs and emptying it outside. Question one. How the fuck did you not know that was raw sewage?
Hey, do you smell some? Like Snickers.
No, I don't smell anything. That's how the house normally smells. Oh, okay.
Like, no, really? No, it's raw sewage. It's poop. It's poop.
Yeah, but she didn't know.
Does she have, like, that smell problem that, like, you know, the airborne? If you take airborne
your
for
kids,
so long, your smell goes away?
Maybe. But when your kids, because she made her kids start bucketing it up, you know, wouldn't they be like, Mom, this stinks like shit? No. Roto-Rooter put a cam line down 100 feet all the way to the street and told me, Miss, it's not your sewer line. It's coming in from the street. It wasn't
what?
Even her shit, dude. It was the city's shit. Now, check this out. This is fucked up. Bigari called Nassau County and said she was forced to wait 5 hours before someone showed up. Meanwhile, her basement was filling up with sewage. She then says,
oh my God.
When the public works finally arrived, they quickly removed a blockage out in the street. Since the problem wasn't with her septic system, her homeowner's insurance will not pay. And then, so she's fucked there, right? Her insurance isn't going to cover it. So then she contacted the city officials and was told to file a notice of claim. Hey, just go ahead and file a claim.
But there's poop in my house?
Well, quote, that just means we get a report from them in 6 to 8 weeks.
We have a Christian infiltrating our chat room here, and she says that there's something with you, and she wants to talk to you,
oh,
and
please.
I find this hilarious.
Please, Christian. Oh, please. Call in, 406-204-4687. I'll tell you all about how God does not exist.
Thank you.
Please call in.
She says, I think she's claiming to be psychic, too, because
oh,
she's
yes.
saying there's something
yes.
about brown
yes,
with
please.
You. Can you please, guy on the camera that I'm watching on Ustream, can I please... Just tell me what's going on with this brown. What is brown with you? And I'm like, are you kidding me?
It's poop. Brown is poop. Does that make sense? Are you
it's
seeing
probably poop?
Are you seeing poop? Are you smelling poop?
I hope
poop?
It's a joke and they're just, you know, fucking around and stuff. But I'm like, this. I hope this is a joke.
Because
and they're like,
if,
no, I'm a Christian.
If you're smelling or seeing poop, it's probably your bullshit belief.
Probably.
Oh, come on. I can do this
that's
all
that's probably Christianity.
All night.
I'm sorry. That's your brown.
Please call in. Please. So far, so this lady, she has to wait for the city to do the claim, which they may not even cover it, right?
Right.
So far, this costs her close to $7,000 to clean up the mess, including the removal of contaminated sheetrock and flooring. And that's the basement, dude. If that shit rots, your whole house is going to collapse.
Yeah.
I'm going to just go ahead. Hey, Red Fox, will you just handle that? Because I really don't have time for that. Tell her why, if there's no God, then why has a book written so long ago? If there's no wizards and mages, why was there Dungeons and Dragons? Like, come on, dude. Seriously.
If you want to talk about this, please call in. Don't just type in the chat. That's very annoying when we're trying to go through stories.
Yeah,
thank you.
You don't even have to call long distance. Just Skype the Jam Hole, all lowercase, all one word. I would love to discuss religion with you.
Please,
seriously. I'll
please.
Talk all night about it. So yeah, 7,000, and that sucks because, especially right now, who has an extra $7,000 laying around? But if you don't clean it up, you have shit in your house that's not even yours. And she is saying that doesn't include the loss of physical therapy equipment her son uses for his muscle disorder. In addition, she has more concerns over possible health effects. I can't replace our health if something happens, she said. Hepatitis C can lead into cancer of the liver. It's a lot to worry about now. That fucking sucks, dude. SkyX Sky says God's word has been written and proven.
I wonder
please
how it's been proven.
Give
I
me,
really want
hold
to
on,
know.
You sh- give me one piece of evidence how it has been proven, and you cannot say it's called faith. You cannot, because that's
faith
not proof.
Faith is fictitious.
Thank you. And this news organization tried to reach out to the Nassau County officials, but no one returned their calls.
Are you serious?
Dude, they're going to totally fuck this lady over, dude. And that's,
she has poop in her house.
Yeah. Like, her whole basement is full of poop.
And
that
just
sucks.
Gonna, like, leave it alone and walk
that
it off.
That sucks, dude.
That's ridiculous.
Riding the big one says, can we talk about anal sex, please?
That probably aggravated Christian.
I know. Okay, so SkyX Sky says, no other book has ever told of things that would come on the earth. I come on the earth every day with my penis. From the Gulf War mentioned up to including how Israel would be picked on and messed with from the beginning. Wow. Oh, boy. Go get your kids vaccinated, please.
Please.
Do us a favor. You're an idiot. So then we talked about mothers overdosing their children. Okay, tell me this. If God exists, how can, let's see, we'll start from the beginning. How can Amelia Earhart die on a deserted island? How can a man get busted with weed stuck to his head? How can a black guy have sex with a 16-year-old white chick, I'm going to say for our sake, and get shot a bunch of times? How can raw sewage destroy some poor mother's house? How can a mom get charged in killing her son, teaching him how to shoot heroin? How can a guy smuggle heroin? Like, that's not God's plan. Come
that's
on.
Not God's plan. It wasn't God's plan for me to grow a tumor around
hey,
my fucking
it's
ovary.
It's free will. You have free will.
Oh. Oh, is that what that is?
Oh, Red Fox is on it. Thank you, Red Fox.
Thank
you're the
you
man.
So much.
Okay, moving on here. I got a
I'm
couple.
About ready to ban her.
Yeah. Well, no, don't ban her. She's not being spammy or anything. I only ban
well,
people if
well, she's spamming about God. It's kind
well,
of
that's
aggravating.
Fine. They're having a conversation, and I'm totally cool with that. We can debate all day. If you start spamming shit, then yes, you will get
just
banned.
Please call in. Please.
Why
are you arguing with us in the chat? Please call in. That would be wonderful. We would be ecstatic to talk to you.
Or, hey, I'll call you. What's your number? Post it in the chat. Okay, here, let's talk about God. In Baltimore, the trial of three religious cult members accused of starving a toddler to death. Why does religion cause people to starve their children in the name of God? That's not right.
Because people are idiots. You know, the ones with religion.
Oh, well. A fourth cult member will have his case heard on Friday, a possible sign that he intends to plead guilty. Prosecutors obtained a new indictment against Marcus Cobbs last week, charging him with accessory after the fact. Now, this is what happened. Home video of Javon Thompson and his mother, Rhea Ramakasuo, doesn't hint at the dark future awaiting them when they became swept up in the religious cult of Queen Antoinette. You ever heard of that cult? Sky X Sky?
I don't know.
The cult, the religious cult of Queen Antoinette?
No.
Authorities say cult members starved one-year-old Javon Thompson because the boy did not say amen after meals.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Did I say mules? Meals. I meant. Meals. So, is that right? I understand this isn't Christianity or whatever bullshit you believe in.
Oh, she
but,
just put her email in the fucking
okay,
chat
we'll,
room.
We'll all be sure to email you. Hell doesn't exist, honey. I don't want to be the one to have to break the news, but yeah. So, your son forgets to say amen.
So how, you starve him.
What would Jesus do? Well, Jesus would starve him to death. Okay.
Right.
Well,
yeah.
Not Jesus, but Queen Antoinette. She would starve him to death.
What? Why would you starve your child to death, even for any religion? I don't understand. This is ridiculous.
I don't either. You would think that the religion would want you to have as many people in it as possible. When your followers die, I understand you're gaining their power, but, you know, you're losing followers.
Yeah.
Authorities say that's fucking crazy, all because he forgot to say amen.
That
you're dead.
Sucks.
Say it. Fucking say it!
It's like, I forgot. I'm
no
sorry.
Food.
Okay, you're being starved.
That's it. No food for you for 1 week.
No food for a week.
1 week.
Nope.
His body was packed in a suitcase and taken to Philadelphia, where it was abandoned in a storage room. Well, that's God's way. Of course.
Sure.
Who police say placed it there were in court Monday. Quote, it's hard to be in that room. These people killed my grandson, and I have to be in that room and listen to all that stuff, said the grandmother. What was heard at the Mitchell Courthouse was another postponement. Prosecutors said scheduling prevented the medical examiner from being available. Quote, yes, caller, you're live on the jam hole. Holla. Caller, turn your feed down. Thank you.
Are you going to talk? What's up?
What's up? Who's this?
This is Mike.
Oh, what's going on, Mike?
I'm just watching the show. Try to call in.
Right on.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing tonight?
Doing all right.
Cool, cool. What do you think about this? You forget to say amen, and they starve you to death. Pretty cool?
Yeah. What's going on, Mike? Weird. I don't know.
Right on. You got anything else you want to say?
What do you think about this? I'm cool. That's
all right.
It.
All right. Thanks for the call, man. I'll be back. Right on. Mike, everyone. What was heard is
that
it got postponed.
Sure.
Quote, I know they got to do what they have to do, but come on, it's too much. And that is fucked up. Like, you're postponing this. All the families, they're going through it. Like, they did it, obviously on purpose, because they tried to hide the body. They put it in a fucking suitcase and threw it in a storage shed in Philadelphia. And I understand there's a lot of smelly people there, but after a while, you're going to realize that, whoa, there's something dead here. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I've never
maybe
been
to
Philly.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I've seen pictures, you know. That's fucked up. Newton says pictures of the funeral and grave have since convinced her daughter that is not going to happen. But there's still worry Ramakasin could become intimidated once she comes face to face on the witness stand with Queen Antoinette. There's an I thought they were talking about like the medieval Queen Antoinette, not like I guess this is a real person that started this cult. That's fucking crazy, dude. If anyone knows anything about the Queen Antoinette cult, please call in. I'm kind of curious.
The Queen Antoinette.
Yeah, because I guess that's a real person. Like, it's not the old Queen Antoinette of...
it's a different person?
I thought it was like of the
like,
King
let them
Henry.
Have cake?
Right. I thought it was like the King Henry days. This is like an actual living person. So, yeah. pretty fucked up shit. Unbelievable. And the last story before we get out of here. High school. You ever go to any of your homecoming dances or anything like that? In high school?
Did you graduate? One or twice.
Did you graduate high school?
Yeah.
Did you? You got your diploma?
Yeah.
High five.
In 2007.
Oh, okay. I retract that last high five.
I was supposed to get in 03.
That a girl. Well, police now believe, apparently in Richmond High School homecoming dance, a girl got gang raped.
Okay.
Because that's God's will. That was in God's plan, right,
Sky? I totally
just
kicked her out of the room. She was pissing me off.
Oh.
Sorry.
Well, I wanted her.
I told her to please lay off the God stuff because it was getting aggravating. And she's like, freedom of speech. You should know this as well as anybody else. And blah, blah, blah. You have the right to say what you're saying, and I have the right to say what I'm saying. Well, not in my fucking chat room, bitch.
That a girl.
Get out.
That a girl. Cat fight.
It's aggravating. All I hear is, well, God this and God that. And used to read the Dead Sea Scrolls and blah, blah, blah. You know, I don't read fictitious bullshit, okay? I'm sorry. You know, if I want to read fictitious bullshit, it's a sci-fi story. Thanks.
Unless you're going to call in and not just be a chat troll.
And say,
then,
oh, I don't have time, but still stay in the fucking chat.
Yeah, you have time to be in the chat, but you don't have time to call in.
She's back. I didn't ban her.
That's fine. Just leave it.
Well, if you have time to come back to our room, then you have time to call us. So, if you want to call us, call in, or please stop spamming my chat room with Jesus talk. It's aggravating.
Okay, well, I'll let the chat people handle that. So, anyway, police now believe as many as 10 kids joined in the gang rape. The 15-year-old student left the Richmond High School homecoming dance at about 9:30 Saturday evening, waiting for her father to pick her up in San Francisco suburb, right?
Right.
Before dad arrived, she saw a friend from school who invited her to hang out with some boys who were drinking in a secluded part of the campus. So, normal stuff, right?
Right.
Come on, hang out, drink with us.
Yeah.
Sure.
That's normal.
The girl joined the group and began drinking heavily, police say. After she became extremely intoxicated, the boys decided to blank her.
Rape!
Rape, absolutely! Woo! The boys raped her. Police believe as many as 5 boys joined in the gang rape, which lasted more than 2 hours. Damn, dude, that's like the fucking porn I was watching last night.
Some rape
porn?
That's
pretty awesome. Well, no, but like 5 boys up in this gangbang.
Hell yeah. Well,
men,
you know.
I should say, excuse me.
Not boys.
Right, men.
Men.
With men
fucking
dicks.
Fucking pedophile.
Right. As word spread of the attack, other kids arrived to watch. As many as 12 to 15 others stood around as the girl was being assaulted. Woo. No one called the police.
Fuck no, they were
like,
getting down on that.
Dude, they were on Twitter like, yo, everyone, gangbang in the back
get
of the high
here
school.
Now.
Get here quick and get in line.
Oh my God.
Police
That's
only
so awesome.
Police only arrived at around midnight after getting a call from someone who'd overheard other people, quote, reminiscing about the incident. So someone overheard someone being like, oh man, hey, bro, you remember when we gangbanged that chick? Oh, bro, yeah, dude, that was what, like an hour ago? Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Smell my finger, dude. I still have her scent on my finger.
Butterscotch.
Oh, that's so good, dude. Butterscotch and Fruity Tooty lip balm. Oh, yeah. The girl was found unconscious and brutally assaulted under a bench. She was flown to a hospital in critical condition, but then has stabilized. Quote, she ended up with those guys under her own will because she knew one of the boys who had gone to the high school before. Right now, we're looking at toxicology reports to determine her blood alcohol content and to determine if she was drugged. And if it comes back that she wasn't drugged, she's a whore.
Yeah.
Huge whore.
Huge
wasn't
hella.
Raped. Was into it. She was into that pain.
Yeah, she's screaming but loving it.
They took it a little too far. Okay, that's our bad. We took it a little far, but dude, she told me to choke her. I have it recorded. former student Manuel Ortega, 19, has been arrested in the case. He's charged with rape, robbery, and kidnapping.
Woo!
After 15-year-old boy has, or excuse me, after another 15-year-old boy has been charged with felony sexual assault. Police are now searching for more kids who may have taken part or witnessed the gang rape, or the grape, as I like to call it.
The grape?
The grape.
The grape. Okay.
Gang rape. It's the grape, right?
Okay.
Richmond High School does not have it does have security cameras, but none were working at the time of the attack. Quote, "This just gets worse and worse the more you dig into it," Gagan says. It's like a horror movie Gagan? After, well, I was thinking the more you dig into it, it just gets worse and, no?
No.
Okay.
No.
It was like a horror movie after looking at the evidence. I can't believe not one person felt compelled to help her. That is fucked up, dude, especially like the so-called friend that was like, hey, want to come drink with my brosifs? And she's like, yeah.
Yeah,
like,
sure.
I understand you're young and your dick get hard and maybe testosterone's blazing, but after, like, the fourth or fifth person gets in that and she's crying and shit, maybe someone should have put a stop to that, you know? That's
you think?
Fucked
you
up.
Think? Maybe.
Pretty sure. So.
Well, when you got her mouth bound and stuff,
hey.
You know, you can't tell when she's crying.
Her dad tried to call her. She
maybe the music was loud.
Didn't get an answer. She pounded a large amount of brandy and then got pounded. Is that a coincidence? I think not. Mm-mm. Became semi-conscious. That's when her supposed friends decide to rape her. They think as many as 10 guys aged 15 to mid-20s pounded
Damn.
That ass. They
How
stripped,
old was she?
15.
Ooh.
Or how old was she? Did I say?
I don't know.
Yep, 15.
15?
Yep.
Damn.
And this is kind of crazy, dude. They fucking stripped the girl naked and took turns over more than 2 hours. As word spread, dozens others came and jeered and laughed and robbed and punched her. And took
Damn.
Cell phone pictures. Oops.
Oops.
Oops. Can you say documented evidence? Yes, caller. You're live on the jam hole. Please turn your feed down. Holla.
Hello?
What's up?
Hello?
What's going on?
Am I on?
Yes, you are. What's up?
Hey, what's up? This is Ron Konkama.
Oh, what's going on, man?
Hello?
Yeah. What's going on?
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Wait, am I on?
Yes,
you're live on the jam hole. Well, holla, what's up?
Oh, all right. Oh, I was just saying that, hello?
Turn your feed off and then talk.
What?
Turn the volume down.
Am I on?
Turn the volume down. Okay, what's going on?
Oh, hello? Wait, okay, no.
Okay.
I was just going to say, hello?
Okay, call back
Goodbye.
When you learn how to use a fucking phone, you fucking retard. Fantastic. That's a local number. If anyone wants to call him and tell him how to use a phone.
I think it was your word of mouth advertising guy.
Mark? I thought you said Mike.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. Well, if you call in, turn the feed off in the background, please. Fantastic. Is he in the chat?
I don't know.
Huh. Weird.
Do you remember his name?
Mike?
I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. Figure out how to use a phone. Thank you. So, yeah, that's kind of fucked up that happened. Anyway. All right. Well, I got a couple voicemails here before we call it an evening. First voicemail.
Hey, it's Tony Six. I just want to say that Ashley sounded like the biggest moron, or Smashley, as Matt apparently likes to call her, when she's like, I love my music, it's serious, it's irreplaceable, I am, you're tired of this shit, you're tired. And I just want to say that this music is in fact replaceable, because the internet does in fact exist, and like, even if you listen to the most obscure shit, you can find it. Yeah, that's about it.
All right. Thank you for that, 26.
That is true, but come on.
And
after
I,
you rack up a big collection of CDs, it kind of hurts to
I
see
can,
them go.
Okay, I can understand if you don't know how to find that kind of stuff. Yeah, it can be very overwhelming. There's a lot of sites that have a lot of bad shit on there, a lot of viruses. You can fuck your shit up really fucking good if you don't know how to do it. So, and she, I don't think she's
she
the most.
She does not have the internet.
Right.
She doesn't, you know.
So, I can understand that. But, you know, for kids like 26, he grew up with the internet, you know. It's like second nature. For kids my age and shit, we didn't have the internet when we were, you know, younger. So.
I didn't either.
We had to, you know, figure it out. So. All right, next caller, please.
This gal walks into the living room completely naked, and her husband looks at her and says, "Why are you naked?" She says, "This is my love dress." He says, "Well, would you fucking iron it?"
What did he say? What? What did he say? I didn't hear that.
Oh, my God. A husband walks into the living room, finds his wife there naked.
Okay.
He's like, honey, why are you naked? She says, this is my love dress.
Uh-huh.
He says, well, fuck, would you iron it then?
Oh, my God, that's messed up.
Oh, thank you very much. I believe that is our sales guy. No, Red Fox says, is that MDS? No, that was our sales guy. He always has jokes. He's got jokes all the fucking time. Every office, I think, has, like, one guy that works there that always has stupid jokes or, like, things on his cell phone that he's like, have you seen this? Have you seen this? And it's always shit that's been on the internet, but now that these older generations have cell phones, they pass it around and shit, so it's amusing. But, yeah. Thank
that
you very
a funny
much for
joke.
That.
Fucking iron it. That's messed up.
Fucking iron it. Oh, goodness gracious. Great balls of fire. All right. Well, you ready to go poop?
Yes, I'm ready to go poop.
You're going
to
go make some...
It's going to be a while.
You're going to make some raw sewage?
I am. We're going to have to file a complaint. Because,
better
yeah.
get the plunger out.
Do we have one of those?
I hope so.
It's going to be right. a log. I don't know.
Well...
6 to 7 days of backup, you know.
Yeah, no shit. Just be careful for your butthole, okay? I worry about your butthole. Thank you guys so much.
I'm not worried about my butthole. I'm worried about my, you know.
Crystal meth make your butthole. Lose up your butthole.
I'm worried about my gut. You know, pushing.
Well, thank you guys so much for being with us for the Wednesday night show. As always, you can email us info@thejamhole.com. Thejamhole.com is our motherfucking shit.
Our motherfucking shit.
For all of the new listeners, I just want to go through this. Thejamhole.com/store. That's our store. thejamhole.com/Twitter/Tumblr/MySpace/Facebook/YouTube/Danny/250/pics/vote/form/donate. If you think we have it, it's at thejamhole.com/whatever. So check it out. Definitely leave us voicemails, 406-204-4687. You guys can stumble us stuff on our Stumble Upon accounts. Be a fan of our Facebook, fucking YouTubes. Check out the 250 video and buy that shit while it's still $5. It is fucking awesome.
Fucking
McNally
awesome.
Did a fantastic job with that. So, yeah, definitely check that out. I have a couple new emo poetries I just finished writing, so I'm going to hopefully get those recorded and put together tomorrow sometime so you guys can keep an eye out for those. It's been a while since I've done some emo poetries.
Red Fox says, I think the brown that the psychic was talking about is the package that you're getting tomorrow.
That could be. Or the package you're about to drop off right
now.
Yeah,
it could be.
That very well
could
be.
That's a very good psychic. Not.
But yeah, we. I think Emo Poetry 21 was the last one I did, so 22 and 23 will be up sometime tomorrow. So yeah. Thank you guys so much. Definitely please go to thejamhole.com/store. We have 6 shirts left, 1 large and 5 extra large. So get them because these are the last shirts of that design we're going to have for a while. So get that shit. Every order comes with a bunch of stickers and we got Jamhole Church stickers. Help support Jamhole Church. Make this shit
fucking yeah.
real.
It's real.
It's real. It's reality.
I have to poop.
Go poop then.
Okay.
I have to find
some tunes to put on. After
I know. I hate when I forget to do that shit. I'm always like, okay, time to end the show. And I'm like, oh wait, I should probably throw
have
something
some
in the WinApp
there.
Playlist.
Right,
cool guys.
Maybe. Possibly. Could you do that?
Yeah, I can fucking do that. All right, guys. Well,
see you Friday.
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 All right. We'll see you guys Friday. Holla.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole.com.